Hello, you guys. I'm back with another podcast. Today's podcast is entitled, What Does God's Word Say About Inconsistency? Inconsistency means not in agreement with each other, not consistent in standards or behavior. It can mean not regular or erratic. Inconsistency is the doorway to forgetting the important thing you started doing in the first place. Being inconsistent can cause a person to not feel like making an effort and eventually quit and give up. Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." That's found in John, the 15th chapter, verse 4. To abide is to endure without yielding, to continue in a place, or to remain stable. What about you? Are you consistent or inconsistent? If a person says something one day and something very different the next day, he may be charged with inconsistency. If a person says with his mouth that he loves God, but his life denies this, he is being inconsistent in his commitment. If a person appears to serve God but fails to obey him, there is an inconsistency in his belief and commitment. If a man or a woman claims to be a Christian but then compromises with the ways of the world, the person manifests an inconsistency in his or her life. If we say that we have fellowship with Jesus and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. That's 1 John 1:6. What I just shared reveals an inconsistency in one's walk. It shows a hypocritical profession that lacks reality. As Christians, we're to be consistent in our walk with the Lord. We're to be consistent with what the Bible teaches. The reason there are so many whose walk with the Lord looks more like a walk with the world is because of inconsistency in spending time in God's Word. You can't solely rely and depend on your pastor or your leader to feed you the Word of God. You must get to know God and Jesus for yourself. John 17, verse 3 says, "And this is eternal life." This means to know, to perceive, to recognize, to become acquainted with, and to understand God. And also to know Jesus as the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah who God sent to this earth. Know God. He is the only true and living God and the only wise God. And know Jesus Christ, the one who God sent. Get to know them. Get to know who they are and their character. Study them. The Holy Spirit will teach you about what God loves and what he hates from the scriptures. When you spend time in the presence of God and his word, the Holy Spirit teaches you about the Father and his Son. You learn the ways of God, and you also learn what he requires of you as his child. But this requires discipline and consistency. You will not learn about God in one day. This is life going until we meet him face to face. But at least make every effort to be consistent while getting to know God and Jesus more intimately. You know, it amazes me how we have no problem spending time and getting to know people. Some go to the extreme lengths in getting to know people. We'll arrange lunch and dinner dates, have people over for fellowship, go on outings, talk on the phone for hours, sending text messages, the whole nine yards. And there is nothing wrong with this. But when it comes to spending time with God, spiritual warfare has to take place to get some people just to have a desire to want to pray and to read their Bibles. Psalms 1 verses 1 and 3 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Now, what does this mean? There is joy for those who refuse and do not follow or take advice from those whose ways are of the world, or who stand around with sinners, or those who mock God, his word, and other Christians. Our joy and delight comes from meditating and feeding on God's word day and night. It brings great joy and delight to our spirit, our soul, and minds when we obey the Lord. It makes you happy when you know you did what God told you to do. Even if you get persecuted by others for obeying God, it still brings great joy knowing that you did the right thing. The more we meditate in God's word, he makes us stronger. We become like a tree that grows and produces fruit at the right season. Everything you do when you're rooted or anchored in Christ has good results. You will prosper in all that you do. Spending time with the Lord daily chomps away at inconsistency, and it helps us to be more consistent in our walk with the Lord. So whatever God has called you to do in life, stay consistent with it, especially in your relationship with the Lord. Spend time with the Father and Jesus through the Holy Spirit every day. Stay faithful. Stay committed. Don't allow the enemy to distract you and lure you away from God through your flesh, feelings, and emotions. Temptation to sin is always lurking at your doorstep, but that doesn't mean you have to take the bait. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, "God is tempting me." God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own fleshly desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters, according to James 1, 12 through 15. Stay consistent with the scriptures by meditating in God's word day and night. By doing this, you will not find yourself being inconsistent or living contrary to God's word. Amen. Blessings and peace to all of you until next time we meet again. You take care.